Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates NDA government's commitment to good governance and welfare of poor through inclusive development as it completes 11 years in office. Prime Minister to inaugurate infrastructure projects worth 46,000 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. India and Kyrgyzstan's bilateral investment treaty comes into force. Top Maoist leader Sudhakar carrying 1 crore rupee bounty killed in an encounter in Bijapur, Chhattisgarh. An Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sai Rajaran Kireddy enters men's doubles quarterfinals of Indonesia Open badminton in Jakarta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to the welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and health care. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on skill development and job creation, empowering India's Amrit Piri, the young generation.
With almost 65% of the population under 35 years of age, skilling and youth empowerment are the keys to India's future. Government's efforts to create employment opportunities are seeing significant results. Job readiness among college students have improved from 34% in 2014 to over 51% in 2024. The PM Kaushal Vikas Yojana has trained more than 1.63 crore youth in the last 10 years. The Skill India mission continues to provide industry-relevant training. This includes advanced training facilities, as shared workspaces with access to advanced engineering tools, machinery and technology for small and medium enterprises, startups and entrepreneurs. On the employment front, the Roska Mela, launched in 2022, has handed out nearly 10 lakh appointment letters across 15 national events. Meanwhile, over 8.5 crore people have joined the EPFO since 2017, including 3.45 crore young people since 2020. The Mudra Yojana has supported small businesses with easy credit. Under this, over 52 crore loans have been sanctioned, amounting to a total of 33 lakh crore rupees. India is now the third largest startup ecosystem globally. Since 2016, the Startup India initiatives has recognized over 1.59 lakh startups, creating more than 16 lakh direct jobs. Notably, over 73,000 of these startups have at least one woman director. Our skills, employability and entrepreneurship come together. A new generation is driving India's journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amritkaal. Seva, Sushasan, Garib Kalyan ke 11 saal.
Prime Minister Modi today highlighted that key infrastructure projects in Jammu and Kashmir worth 46,000 crore rupees to be inaugurated tomorrow will have a very positive impact on the people's lives. The Prime Minister will dedicate Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link project to the nation during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. The 272-kilometre USBRL project has been constructed at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees. The USBRL project is fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge, and India's first cable state rail bridge, Anji Bridge, which are part of the USBRL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that in addition to being an extraordinary feat of architecture, the Chenab Rail Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar. He added that the Anji Bridge stands tall as India's first cable state rail bridge in a terrain that is challenging. The Prime Minister further noted that the USBRL project will ensure all-weather connectivity and the Vande Bharat trains from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Srinagar will boost spiritual tourism and create livelihood opportunities. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today visited Jammu Railway Station where he inspected the ongoing development works. Talking to reporters in Jammu, he described the Chenab Bridge, built on the Jammu and Srinagar railway line, as an engineering marvel.
चिनाब का ब्रिज बहुत बड़ा एक टेक्निकल मार्वल है इसको बनाने में कई तरह की चैलेंजेस को फेस करके बनाया गया इसके टेक्निकल पैरामीटर्स को अगर देखें तो इस ब्रिज का डिजाइन 260 किलोमीटर प्रति घंटा विंड स्पीड और जोन 5 सिस्मिक जोन के हिसाब से उसका डिजाइन है यानी एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है 30,000 टन स्टील लगाए
We have more from a correspondent.
The architectural marvel Chenab Rail Bridge, situated at a height of 359 meters above the Chenab River, is the world's highest railway arch bridge. It is over 1 kilometer long steel bridge, which has been designed to withstand seismic and wind conditions. The bridge can withstand wind speeds up to 260 kilometers per hour and is built to last 120 years. It rises 35 meters higher than the Eiffel Tower. It is not just a bridge, but a symbol of India's technical prowess. The Anjikhand Bridge rises boldly across the rugged Himalayan terrain, standing as India's first cable-stayed railway bridge. It spans the deep Anji River Valley south of Chenab, connecting the Katra-Banihal section of Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula rail line. Built to endure tremors, strong winds and shifting geology, the Anji Bridge is more than an engineering feat. It is a symbol of human will and vision. Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Katra.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. India and Kyrgyzstan's Bilateral Investment Treaty, BIT, has come into force as the two nations today signed the protocol and exchange instrument of ratification of the treaty. The BIT was signed in the presence of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Foreign Affairs Minister of Kyrgyzstan, Zinbek Kulubev Moldokanovich, in New Delhi. The new treaty replaces the earlier agreement enforced on 12 May 2000, ensuring continuity in the protection of investments between the two nations. Highlighting its benefits, the Finance Ministry said that the India-Kyrgyz BIT marks a significant milestone in strengthening bilateral economic relations and fostering a secure and predictable investment environment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said closer engagement between Indian banks and the financial sector will strengthen India-Central Asia economic interaction. Speaking at the India-Central Asia Business Council in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said beginnings have been made in terms of opening special rupee Vostro accounts in Indian banks by Central Asian banks. He highlighted that there has also been some discussion about the use of UPI. The External Affairs Minister stressed on improving connectivity between India and Central Asia. He stressed on the need to diversify trade baskets and introduce greater sustainability and predictability in economic interactions. He also spoke about the need to expand air services and streamline transit procedures.
I hear talk about both land and air connectivity, more resources and effort in the INSTC, the International North-South Transport Corridor. Greater use of Chabahar port will surely reduce travel distance and costs. We are discussing this in a joint working group on Chabahar under the India-Central Asia platform, and we need to create a competitive environment for goods transportation.
Speaking on the occasion, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kazakhstan, Murat Nurtliu, said Kazakhstan is firmly committed to deepening its comprehensive ties with India and be a reliable long-term partner for India. Foreign Affairs Minister of Kyrgyz Republic, Zinbek Kulubev, said Central Asian countries have built a strategic partnership with India. Foreign Affairs Minister of Turkmenistan, Rashid Meredov, said his country considers India a major and promising partner and an essential participant in shaping a more modern and effective geo-economic architecture in the Asian continent. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor met prominent members of the Indian diaspora in the US. The delegation spoke about India's resolute and united stand against terrorism and the new normal created by India through Operation Sindoor. The Indian diaspora members shared the message of solidarity with the victims of terrorism and support for India's fight against terrorism. Dr. Tharoor also spoke with Ambassador Ken Jaster at the Council on Foreign Relations on India's fight against terrorism.
There is no equivalence between terrorists and their victims, between a country that provides safe haven to terrorism and a country that's a flourishing multi-party democracy that's trying to get on with its business. There is no equivalence between a state that is a status quo power that just wants to be left alone by its neighbors where the neighbors don't agree with us, and a revisionist power that wants to upset the geopolitical arrangements that have existed for the last three quarters of a century. And in these circumstances, the American role would have been, first of all, to keep themselves informed with conversations with both sides, and certainly my government received a number of calls at high levels from the U.S. government, and we appreciated their concern and their interest.
In Brussels, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met President of the Chamber of Deputies of the Federal Parliament of Belgium, Peter de Ruwer. Talking to media, Mr. Prasad expressed gratitude to Mr. de Ruwer for expressing solidarity in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack.
He shared his concern on the rising global terror. There were many other members were there, but he was very profound. He recalled how in year 2016 there was a terror attack also in Belgium, and the way they supported, expressed solidarity in the wake of Pahalgam tragedy.
In Chhattisgarh, security forces killed top Maoist cadre Sudhakar, alias Narasimha Chalam, alias Gautam, a central committee member, in an encounter today. DIG Police Kamal Lochan Kashyap said Sudhakar was carrying a reward of 1 crore rupees on his head. A resident of Chintapaluri village of Andhra Pradesh, he was active in Naxal activities for the last 3 decades. Sudhakar was wanted in multiple cases across Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh and Telangana. DIG Kashyap informed that based on information about the presence of Maoist in the interiors of Bijapur's Maath region, a joint team of District Reserve Guard DRG and STF conducted the operation. The Jawans had started cordoning off the Maoist since morning, after which the security forces got this success in the encounter. The DIG said the search is still going on in the area. An automatic rifle has been recovered from the spot. In Assam, flood situation continues to remain grim in the state as over 5,60,000 people in 19 districts reeling under the deluge. That toll has risen to 16. The state government has engaged SDRF and NDRF teams for rescue operations. In Sikkim, 63 tourists were airlifted today at Chaten in landslide-hit Mangan district. IAF's 2 Mi-17 helicopters and NDRF teams were pressed into services today. However, due to inclement weather and challenging terrain in North Sikkim, the evacuation process has been called off for the day. The evacuated tourists have been sent to Bagdogra Airport in Siliguri by the Sikkim government. Our correspondent reports that there are nearly 64 tourists stranded in Chaten and the evacuation will be attempted tomorrow. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on World Environment Day today called upon citizens to strengthen the resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable. In Indonesia Open Badminton, Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy has progressed to men's doubles quarterfinals of the tournament. They defeated Danish pair of Rasmus Kjær and Frederik Sogard at Istora Gelora Bung Karno in Jakarta. In French Open tennis, Arina Sabalenka of Belarus has entered the women's singles final, beating Poland's Iga Swiatek in the semi-final at Court Philip Charter a short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates NDA government's commitment to good governance and welfare poor through inclusive development as it completes 11 years in office. Prime Minister to inaugurate infrastructure projects worth 46,000 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir and tomorrow. India and Kyrgyzstan's bilateral investment treaty comes into force. Top Maoist leader Sudhakar carrying 1 crore rupee bounty killed in an encounter in Bijapur, Chhattisgarh. Indian pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy enter men's doubles quarterfinals of Indonesia Open Badminton in Jakarta. And in French Open tennis, Arina Sabalenka of Belarus enters women's singles final, beating Iga Swiatek in the semi-final. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.